there now that I know that, you know, audio is also being recorded.
Yeah. Oh, that would be helpful.
Look, all right, there's the video section that has its audio, and then I have to also do this other stuff. I have a hard job. You've seen all
of it. It's a process, and you know what? You're doing real good at it. Like,
it feels like you're an adult talking down to a child.
Quit by now.
Like, here's your gold star. You get a B.
Thank you. Yeah, so, yes, welcome to episode 142 of the Cracked Brain Podcast.
Welcome.
I am Stefan, your host. Sitting next to me, I have...
I'm Katie. I am a part of Rebel Girls Cosplay. There is another person missing. She should hopefully be working on her cosplay for Gaming Con right now. So... You're watching, Lexi. You better be working. But yeah, I'm Katie, and I cosplay.
Katie cosplays!
I try.
And I'm Candace, and I'm here.
Candace back for round two.
It's true. This is the second time I've been on the podcast. Thank you for having me back.
Well, for the live stream portion.
For the live stream, yeah.
Let's see, for your actual podcast, this is probably... What, maybe 4 or 5 times that you've been on the podcast now?
It depends on if we include the old CB podcast that...
Well, yeah, we include the old CB podcast, but we don't include CrackTube.
CrackTube was what I'd been on the most.
Yeah.
So excluding that, this is 5.
This is 5. Okay, see, there you go. All right, no one is still approaching...
4 more than me.
See?
You'll catch up.
You probably will.
I'm just gonna leave it at that. It's not gonna like push my luck or anything. Like, no, take a drink and put it down gently.
As we all sit there, like, yes.
It's like, ooh, what have I gotten myself into?
That's usually what everyone asks themselves in their head about halfway through this podcast, and we're like, hey, this is not going at all how I thought it was going to go.
No, it won't.
Because you know how you have, like, the scenarios in your head, like, oh, we're going to talk about this, and I'm going to say this hilarious, witty thing, and it's like, what?
It won't. Even the very first podcast I did with Stefan, it was just me, Stefan, and Tyler. It did not. Tyler and I practiced, like, going into it. We're just like, we're going to talk about this, we're going to talk about, you know, our strive as cosplayers. No, that did not happen.
Yeah, it's I do my best to actually, you know, make it, like, especially with the old version of the podcast, I would do my best to sit there and go like, hey, we're going to talk about cosplay things going into the interviews. And then it would sit there and be like, oh, wait, what about anime?
Yeah, what about...
It's like,
and then we started our own podcast.
You're doggone right you did.
It's true. Tyler was just like, hey, does anybody want to listen to me talk about anime? And you were just like, I want to support this. Here's a microphone. Go do the thing. And I was just like, well, I guess I'm getting dragged into this.
It's like, word.
Because Tyler can't talk for an hour.
So basically, me telling them of like, okay, yes, you guys talk about anime all the time. So now here's an open public platform that's completely audio. Now talk about, you know, talk about anime, even though you really hate talking about like anything in public.
It's true.
I did a good idea thing.
I think my favorite thing in the world is the fact that Tyler's doing another podcast right now.
See, he's now it feels like I'm being cheated on.
Right? That's okay. What I keep trying to explain to him. He is cheating on us with another podcast.
Like, he got the idea from you, and
they
he's like,
literally started it right now, and he's using our mic.
Wait, what?
He's using our mic.
I'm hurt.
Yeah.
I'm hurt.
Yeah. I'm disgusted.
I don't know how I should feel.
You just be hurt and disgusted for us.
I'll just, okay.
Just feed off our energy.
I'll just associate, like, ugh.
Just like, Tyler, you suck.
I don't even know. Tyler, you suck. Yeah,
thank you.
Who's Tyler?
Not the one that was here.
Not Tyler Jones.
20 Tylers.
You're not wrong.
Everybody knows some jerk named Tyler.
Or Jack.
Sure.
Or Amanda.
Or Ryan.
Or Paul.
Are we just naming names now?
Yeah.
I actually don't know a jerk named Paul.
I
used to.
Nope.
You know, I think I was just naming names. So.
I was sitting there like, I think I might know a jerk named Paul. Nope, that's my father's name and my best friend's name. And if either of them watch this, which they might, nope.
I apologize to all the... Well, I don't know, because I bet there's some jerks that are named Paul.
Yeah. No. You apologize to a majority of the Pauls.
The good Pauls. You know who you are.
You know who you are.
You know who you are.
And if you don't, then you are.
You better know. If you don't know now, now you know.
You don't know, now you know.
Wait. Okay, I need to figure this out. Does Katie have a secret rap phase to her right now?
Katie has like a Lin-Manuel Miranda love in her.
Katie! You know, there's these small production companies that might need more talent and whatnot.
I can sing all of Lafayette's Guns and Ships.
Oh.
I'm not going to do it right now because
The last time Stefan had somebody do something emotional on the podcast, like singing it, blew up his computer.
You're not wrong. Oh my God. For a second, I was like, wait, what are you talking about? Oh no, yeah, you're right. Someone sung and it died.
Oh no.
Yeah. We've learned to basically not really have the feels on the podcast because the feels break the computer.
Your sister is now my favorite person. Her response to the Paul comment was, "You apologize."
Oh my God, you fit in with this company so much.
See, no, but it took her like 2 minutes to think of it. And then she wrote it, making you think that she's weirder than she is, but it took her a while to process.
I'm trying to give you the benefit of the doubt.
And I'm just like, oh, that's the bus. See ya, sister.
Okay.
Actually, no, it wasn't a bus. It was a flaming ship.
You also have to give her a little credit. This is slightly slower than the...
By 10 seconds.
Yeah, like
10 seconds. By 10 seconds. There's a 10 second delay.
It took her a minute and 50 seconds.
Stop trolling the internet. Well, anything that we might have been thinking that we were going to talk about is going to suck for all the audio listeners.
I told you.
Because it's going to be all chat.
It was, I told you. I warned you this would happen.
You're not wrong. Okay, well, see, this is my admonition to everyone that's listening to the audio versions. You're doing yourself a disservice, okay? You really should be watching this live and joining chat. I've said this for 3 straight weeks now, and I still get emails like, should I actually watch the video version? Yes!
It's like free now. You have no excuse.
Have like an automated answer where it just sends yes in all caps. Just like, don't even bother. Just be like, should I? Like, yes.
Yes. All of the yes. Okay, because, yeah, it's like now that there's not a paywall for this, okay, which that's what you guys requested, and I did your thing. Yeah. Did the thing. I didn't do your thing.
Stefan's a good dad.
I try. So yes, you know, like I said, we do have our special guest, Katie, which we no, okay. So you know, usually when most
I
of
make
these
costumes in my mom's basement, like.
I make costumes in my garage, and some of the time I burn this floor about 4 times.
Ooh. I make costumes in Tyler's mom's basement.
But I love Tyler's mom's basement.
It's true. It's like its own apartment. It's great. You need to meet Tyler's mom. She's such a sweetheart.
I still have not met the mom or the dogs that continue to bark every single time that I even get out of the car.
Yeah, it's true. It's mostly the Pomeranian that's barking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he just thinks he's the toughest shit in the world.
But it's like not even a bark. It's like a yip.
It's not even a yip. He's actually really good at barking.
Yeah.
He's just... He's such an independent Pomeranian. Like, he got out one time, and he went on his walk routine. Gave his mom a heart attack.
I do this myself!
Yeah, he did it. He was just like, I know my routine. I peed on the whole thing. I know where I'm going. And we're just like, Grizzly, you're gonna get hit by a car.
Wait a second. The Pomeranian's name is Grizzly?
Yeah, his name is Grizzly. So and he looks like a fox.
He thinks he's a bear.
Yeah.
You did that dog a disservice with the name.
We didn't name him. Or she didn't name him. It was actually named by a friend. She kind of inherited the dog by accident.
I'm sitting here going like, I love this dog and I haven't even met this dog.
He's the one that would actually let you pet him. The one we're concerned about is the pointer healer. Because she's terrified of strangers.
Have you not met Duke?
She's worse. She'll go razorback where her fur will stick up, and then she'll hide behind me or Tyler, and she'll keep barking and growling.
Ah.
If you meet her in a public setting, though, like if you go to the park and she's there, she'll warm up to you.
Okay.
She's terrified of people coming into her house.
Look. I call it a win when it comes to the pets over at Tyler's place because I got Nicola to love me.
It's true. Nicola loved you.
All right. The fact that the cat that comes in, like, I'm legitimately going over to Tyler's place, Nicola will sit there, and if he's over on his perch, he'll just look at you, size you up, and deem you worthy of his presence.
This is a cat.
This is an orange tabby.
He has his cat tower. Yeah, he's a little orange tabby.
Yeah.
Tyler loves cat towers. We're building him a shelf soon. Yeah, because he's been hanging out by the window, but there's nowhere for him to sit because there's no windowsill.
Wait, is Tyler also a cat?
No.
Because that...
No, but...
From the context clues, if you remember from the fourth grade, that's what that sentence sounded like.
Tyler is an adult human being who loves cat towers and owns an orange tabby cat. Who sits on top of them and judges people.
But if we really think about it, Tyler never wants to go anywhere, loves his couch, only warms up to certain people.
He claims that he's an introvert, but then he keeps inviting people over.
See, this is when, like, the person who, like, types everything you say comes in handy, because then you can look and be like, aha, there is a comma right here, and because of this comma, it means that this... is the identifier in the sentence, and there is no S. And it's like, come on!
I mean, to be fair, a comma would not have saved me from the Tyler loves cat towers.
I don't know, commas comment. Are pretty important.
I'm sorry, all I can now picture is Tyler as a cat. I now need this to be a thing.
I mean, need the possessive S.
Tyler is definitely a cat.
Oh, I was also under the impression that Tyler was a cat. Thanks, sister.
See, it's people that don't know Tyler that also thought that he was.
It's true. It's like, Tyler's kind of a weird name for a cat, if I'm being honest.
I don't know, like, people name animals human names all the
time.
Yeah,
but I don't like it.
I named cats after all the Ninja Turtles, whether they were boys or girls or not. Guess what? They got a name.
That's right.
I had female Michelangelos and male April O'Neils.
Well,
right.
And there's also Nicola.
That's totally fine. See?
So, but Tyler is a weird name for a cat.
Yeah. Look, it's weird, but at least it's not after an Australian beer like my father.
That's true.
See?
I maintain the best name for any animal is one pancake or two swatch.
I agree.
Personal preference, my opinion. I'm right, you're wrong. Shut up.
Sorry. Okay, I will not try to step
opinion,
on those toes.
But shut up.
I will not step on those toes, but I still think that I won because I happen to go and name a lizard a cat.
Yeah, his lizard's name is Neko.
That sounds like a personal.
I was
problem.
Actually going to ask you what your lizard's name was for the audience, and you went and did it without me.
Yeah, you're right. All right, so yes, my bearded dragon's name is Neko, which is Japanese for cat.
Yeah, and how much does your lizard like you?
My lizard loves me. He's just a moody little bastard.
He's a moody bastard. Okay, I've been around a lot of bearded dragons. He is the grumpiest piece of shit.
I love him for that reason.
I love him too, but he's a grumpy piece of shit.
If he was loving and constantly just like on your shoulder and nuzzling, I would love that. But yeah. The fact that he literally goes through moments of like, don't touch me, don't look at me. Your presence in this room offends me. I love that so much more. Like, how many times? You saw it. How many times I sit there like, make a move, do something.
And he was just like, I'm waiting just so for lucky his glasses between us because I would rip your eyeballs.
I'm waiting for his beard to go completely charcoal black. Like, it kind of got there, but I've seen them go so black that, like, you feel like you just pick them up and use them as a pencil.
See, nah, look, if it ever gets to that point, I'm like, you can't imitate me, all right? You're trying, all right? Yours is temporary. Mine's permanent.
He can't imitate you or he can't intimidate you? You said both.
You did say both.
Shut up, Candace. Oh, my God. So, yeah, there you go. What? Wait, I can't read names.
Tom Rivera says, Watson, what's up?
What up, Tom? What not yet? Tom is a very great friend from work. All right, it's the fact that. Okay, it's weird because people from work now are starting to actually watch the podcast, mm-hmm. which that is always weird when, like, I go into the break room and it's like, so on your last episode, it's like, stop watching me for the love of God. You know?
I know it's for the public, but not you yeah. public, so like...
It is, mm. well, it like, the first time it happened, there was another guy I work with, Rodney, and he started following me over on Instagram, and he's like, so that, it's like, that cosplay you're working on, I'm like, and... Oh, snap, you're actually watching. Oh, mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Something similar happened with my old boss, like, right before she left Target. She found me on Facebook because I guess we had a mutual friend through work. And she was showing everybody my cover photos, which are all cosplay. And she's like, wow. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know you did this. Is this what you do when you ask for time off? And I'm like, yeah. She's like, are you a model? And I'm like, no. She's like, this is amazing. How are you doing this? And I'm like, I put on outfit. I stand in front of camera.
Sell soul to devil.
It's true.
Not every single time. Look, the soul communication with the devil usually doesn't happen until you finally get to the point where you're about to throw your sewing machine through the window.
I never do that to my sewing machine.
I threw somebody that I really loved off a cliff and got a cosplay.
What?
It's an Avengers reference.
Oh, okay. But you really, really love that.
I seriously was like, are you admitting a crime on the podcast? Because can we not do that? Oh.
I'm not going to go down that easily, Stefan.
Like, grab your phone all the way down, too.
I don't know whether I should be happy or sad or afraid.
All three. Why not all three?
One and both.
Can do. There we go.
That is just a normal reaction to being around any of the women in Cracked Brain by now.
Right. It's, that's now what I'm feeling.
I think I do.
Tommy, stop joining them in this. Right. You're on my team. No, be Tommy, on my team.
Be on also, our team.
Also, your wife called you a grump.
Yeah.
She says that you and the lizard are a perfect match for each other.
We are. We are.
He's a grumpy.
Nah, bro, this is fun.
Right.
Thanks, Tom. You're a pal.
Yeah, pal. Like I said, Tommy is someone that, like, I rely on a whole lot, you know, for many things and whatnot, especially during work. So, yeah, I would still love you to, you know, be on my side, all right? Be on my side. You know, we take down trailers together.
You were being so mean to me during gaming. I am...
Don't even get me started on being mean to people who are gaming.
I was not being mean to you.
You didn't get any of it.
Stefan was being mean to me. Ray was being mean to you. And no one was being mean to Stefan.
Look, okay.
And no. All right. We remember gaming very differently. It only happened like an hour ago.
Okay, so to give you guys some context, we're about to start talking about videos that will probably be on the site, like, I don't know, in a couple of weeks or whatnot, but as one of the other reasons why Katie is out over here, joined us for a round of gaming, and we started out playing Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Yeah.
That was not good.
That was great! It was fantastic!
No, it was great. I was not.
Us learning how to play the game, like, what does this do? And, oh, that you died that way.
It's like, oh, okay. That's fine.
It's
like dumb ways to die the game.
You're not wrong.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And jellyfish.
It's... I'm not going to go there. Nope. I'm not going to go there. We're not about to go and do the death cast.
And Stick Fight was pretty level, though.
Yeah, Stick Fight is... I'm glad that we kind of had that as a palate cleanser.
Yeah.
It was just an all-out brawl, and it's like nothing made any sense, because like one minute you have the sparkly golden crown in the head, and the next time you're like, your corpse is in the rubble, and everyone's just like fighting above you, and it's just like...
Hey, and the next thing you know, we're playing volleyball with Stefan's corpse. It was great.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Can we stop yeeting my corpse across the map into oblivion?
I had to make sure you were dead.
Only if we can stop making me fall off cliffs.
No.
I think... Then no deal. It's off.
Look, as long as it wasn't nearly as bad as Tyler Jones going like every... I swear to God, there were more times that he would just sort of walk into spikes. He's going like, I wonder what this does. Spikes.
yes.
I bet I live this time.
Right? That and the okay. I'll admit, like, Stick Fight is a game that I have played a couple times before. I don't remember getting the snake gun that often. Like, it was maybe, like, once, twice during an entire playthrough.
I like playing Snake Zuka.
I was just so proud of my snake children because I was the green person and the snakes are green. And so I'm like, my reincarnated children.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. Okay,
I claimed everything.
Okay, they would sit there and you'd shoot those from all the way across the map and be like, here you go, suck on snakes! And it's just sitting there like, and they'd fly back and come right back to go and kill not only like some of us, but you in the process.
There's no loyalty with snakes.
I think I hands down got the best snake shot in the game because you were about to kill me and I just jump up and threw a snake at you.
That was bullcrap was what that was.
It was worth it because I still died, but it was absolutely worth it to get the one snake shot.
It's just as bad as my getting the shotgun. Trying to jump and kill you and killing myself and like basically getting the shotgun and yeeting myself.
I don't think that's better than the time I got stuck underneath the rubble and then people just fell off the side and that's how I won.
And you won! Brandon is going to have so much fun editing these, though. Like, especially the Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Look, we made it easy for Brandon, all right?
We did make it easy. I'm saying fun in the sense that he really will have fun.
It's like you'll actually have fun going and actually editing these, which there honestly isn't much to edit and whatnot.
Just going to say tri-counter.
Okay, all right. Going back into Chicken Horse second time.
That's all I'm gonna say. And a contingency plank.
There's a point where the video just stops. Like everything else just stops. And it becomes 100% about watching Katie try to mount one wall.
I have never seen Ray so cold-blooded to another human being before. Especially because Ray got points that round.
And she got off the side of the wall!
Oh my god. Like I said, it was... You just kept on trying and trying and trying. So yes, I will tell you all right, Brandon. For that video, we need to put in, like, same way how we had a slap counter for Carly all that, you know, all those times ago. We need a try counter for Katie, because...
I don't want to know. It makes me sad.
It's brutal. It hurts.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I actually cannot pronounce her name. Maybe somebody else can try. I only have a couple minutes, but I want to say hi.
It's
and
Krista!
OMG, Ultimate Chicken Horse sounds amazing.
It's Krista. How you doing, girl? Yeah,
I know.
It was amazing. I hope you like those videos when they come out.
Yep. And like I said, we don't really know when they'll be coming out for sure, but, you know, stay tuned and, you know, you'll be able to go and find those out.
And be on Team Shady Sheep.
That you never okay.
The sheep has the best dance though.
The sheep has the best dance, but I'm telling you right now, the first time that you went and you started saying, you tried saying shady sheep. That's not what you said.
You said seedy.
You said seedy sheep.
It's the same thing. One's just like from Canada and like it's fine. Shady seedy. It's the same thing.
Okay, look, it's seedy sheep. I'm still hanging close to my CDC sheep. All right. You and your doggone diseased. Your diseased lamb. All right.
I discovered the well, and I'm gonna okay.
You also discovered the button.
I'm not good at video games, but I'm really good at screwing around.
You are fantastic with video games.
You did two things that video. Two things.
I forget.
I hopped on the buttons, and I made things happen that, like, I was like, ooh, didn't want that to happen. And then I was like, I'm just gonna drown myself in the well, and then it's like, oh, look.
Jesus.
A new world!
I like that Ray spent the first part of that video trying to discover secret holes, and you discovered the secret hole.
I swear these are not sexual innuendos at all. But they could be. They could be. Yeah. See, Tommy, you have the right idea right there.
I needed something to make me feel better.
There was a time, though, where we just told her to dance as the sheep, just because the sheep's dance is just kind of like...
He's so cute. And his, like, little furs.
And he, like, sticks his legs out, too. Oh my god. We need rave music anytime we get you to dance with the sheep.
Dance to my death.
So what I'm hearing is basically the next time we do Chaos Corner, we now have to throw you into the mix. Honestly, not thinking of it, you're going to be there anyway. The next time we have to do it is Pop Culture Convention.
I'll be there.
You'll be there.
Come join us as the sheep.
There we go.
Ooh, depending on what cosplay I wear, so that's going to be like, ooh.
I now need this to happen. I need this to happen. So yeah, it's if you're out going and actually doing the cosplay contest,
See,
it's really bad for a black guy to say I'm going to abduct you. So I'm just gonna be like, I might need you for a video.
Make a fist, punch out the light, and wave to oncoming traffic. I think they're turning left.
Don't go to a secondary location.
Secondary location.
I'm glad we all know this!
That bit, the Street Smarts and the Salt and Pepper Diner are my favorite comedy bits ever.
Okay, all right. Something over on the Salt and Pepper Diner, all right? Me and a friend, we did that!
Yes.
As soon as we heard that... Okay, so for anyone not... That doesn't really know what's going on. We're referencing a bit by John Mulaney, who hands down is probably one of my top five favorite current comedians right now.
He's like the definition of a professional funny man.
It's true. God. He's
like,
so great.
I mean, he gets paid to. He was on SNL for years, and now he's just like, I'm going to go to Radio City Music Hall and just like...
He was also Spider-Ham, yeah. And in that audition, they took him to a secondary location.
They did.
Yep. Yep.
Because they knew, and it was funny. They were all in the joke. It's just
they
like,
put him in a windowless van and drove him to a secondary location.
And made sure he wasn't in the trunk so he couldn't punch out the lights and wave to oncoming traffic. Anyways, you were saying.
Not gonna lie, that would be the scariest audition I would ever go to. Just sitting there like, and why am I being abducted? Why are we going into a van?
They also didn't tell him that the movie was PG during his audition.
How do you say their name?
Okay. Oh, Krista.
There's a horse loose in the hospital. They head towards the baby incubators and I stuff them with my hooves when
they... Oh my god.
And then they fired the horse catcher.
I fired the horse catcher.
So we can
do that?
We've now become the John Mulaney podcast. How are you guys doing?
We're just stealing all of his lines. I'm not funny. I just watch a lot of John Mulaney.
I watch so much John Mulaney. It's insane.
It's like, oh, hey, Lexi, what do you want to do? It's like, I don't know. We've already watched 300 episodes of Survivor. Want to watch John Mulaney again? Sure.
And you don't pepper in The Office? How dare you?
No.
Because
you have to watch The Office all the way through.
No, you don't. Yes, no, you don't. Yes, no, you do. You can stop. You can stop. At very easy to stop at seasons.
I can stop whenever I want to.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, as soon as Will Ferrell comes in, you can stop.
Hot take. Parks and Rec is better.
I agree.
Ron Swanson. I know more than you.
I love Parks and Rec. Okay, so we actually were confronted by a Leslie Knope today. It was kind of crazy. We were hanging out at Murray Park, and this woman comes up to us, and she's like, how many of your Murray residents? And Tyler was the only person who said yes. And she's like, well, I'm here with the Parks and Rec department, and we're just doing a brief survey, and like somebody in the group is just like, I love Ron Swanson. She's like, well, I'm actually Leslie Knope. But she actually had the blonde hair. She like based her whole look off of Leslie Knope.
That's my best
It was pretty
dream.
Crazy.
That's my best dream.
So Tyler's actually, I hopefully he does the survey. Tyler, do the survey.
I don't think Tyler's watching concurrently.
No, he's cheating on us. Oh, that's...
How that. Dare you?
I know. I thought it was on silent.
Con etiquette. podcast etiquette.
I really thought it was on silent. Look, now it is. That's the Wi-Fi button. Now it's on silent.
I'm winning at being a podcast.
You
guest?
Are.
You are. You
I'm see, not a guest though.
Right now, you're.
Go- I'm already winning. I'm the
only one. Yay! I win by winning default. A one-person race.
Winning. Yourself. Winning is winning. Okay, I'm not gonna like be like, oh, I didn't want to get this. Like, shut up.
So you never finished Salt and Pepper Diner story.
No, but I was also about to say you. I for a second, I seriously thought you were about to go back into a Fast and Furious reference.
I did make okay. a Fast and Furious.
During game, was it during gaming or after gaming?
It was the end of gaming.
It was every time.
Yeah, it was right at the end.
I swear to God, just sitting there, and all of a sudden, it's like, I forget what it was that you were actually...
As Vin Diesel said in the first Fast and Furious, it doesn't matter if you win by an inch or a mile, winning is winning. Oh, and he God. Says that to Paul Walker, and it's just like, oh,
which is hilarious, so because you didn't win.
I did win! I won by default! And winning is winning!
I mean...
Vin Diesel, if you ever see this, man, you gotta back me up.
I swear to God, Vin Diesel, you ever see this, how are you doing? I would love to be able to meet you and call a brother up.
It's like, I know that movie's 18 years old, but like, it's
Vin
still
Diesel,
good.
If you're watching this, Tyler has a huge man crush on you and really wants to shave his head for you.
Not a joke at all.
And he will get you to sign a metal teacup if he ever meets you.
Vin Diesel, if you're watching this, do you have Sebastian Stan's number?
Damn!
Wow!
Wait. As you go like, hey, you're kind of cool. I can quote your movie, but you're friend.
All famous people know each other.
Wow. Okay, way to out the one celebrity that may watch someday.
Speaking of Sebastian Stan, do you know that there's like the gender swamp filter on Instagram right now?
It's yeah. a thing that is plaguing my phone.
I kid you not. Look like
you
Bucky
did.
Barnes.
You did. I saw the picture. It was so intense.
Even weirder, my mom looks like Jamie Lannister.
It's a weird family.
And Lexi looked like Shane Dawson.
What? Wait. We're...
Yep.
My brain hurts.
I was there. We did side by side. I was like, ooh, look at this. Like, we found pictures that, like...
I'm afraid to do this stupid filter and whatnot mm-hmm. for one specific reason.
Because it'll give you hair. More hair.
Or he could look like, what's her name from Black Panther? Okay.
You're making me cry! No.
Okoya?
No.
Yeah.
She doesn't have hair. She's bald.
I know, but that's what
I'm
saying. I was like, instead of him getting hair, he...
I have hair! It's not much, but I'm proud of it. Although I'm going to cut it probably in about like 4 or 5 days.
So do the filter.
Yeah, I seriously think that it would be cool if you looked like her.
No, I'm afraid of basically going and looking like Tyra Banks.
Why would you be afraid of that?
Okay, because...
Everybody's afraid to look like Tyra Banks.
No.
I would love to be able to look like
Tyra
Banks.
Here's why. You don't need to be attracted to yourself, ever. Yeah. Ever.
Self-love.
Right. Being able to look like You're Tyra not, Banks is too much power, and nobody knows how to handle it except Tyra Banks.
You are not a Greek myth. You can love yourself.
I'm just saying, if I put on my phone a picture of Tyra Banks that happens to look a little bit more like me through an Instagram filter, and reverse that, if I start looking like Tyra Banks over in an Instagram filter, I might never put my phone down again. I love you, Tiffany.
That's too much. That's too much power.
You are married with children.
That is too much power to look like Tyra Banks. Only Tyra can handle it.
There we go.
Same with
Mason!
Mason! Oh my gosh, Mason, hi! I was so mean to you in Vegas. I'm trying to make up for that.
I don't know who you are, but hello.
Mason is...
He's
so on our team, I've not had that much to drink.
I have.
This is apple juice, just BT dubs.
Yeah.
It's the juice of the apple.
On our team, Mason, whose real name is Garrick, but he goes by Mason.
Because reasons.
We have categorized him as he's like our cinnamon bun loved person over on the team, but he's also our cuddly vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Mason sleeps, and I've had to share a bed with you now on two different occasions, okay?
Scandalous. The boy sleeps.
Still watching.
No, I'm sorry. It's this.
Yeah, he sleeps like this.
He sleeps like this. And when I mean he sleeps, so for the audio listeners, I'm literally like clutching. Damn it. I'm clutching both hands on my chest and like elbows completely in, kind of in a normal, normal.
Kind of like my heart.
Yeah.
Like my feels.
You got your feels. Okay.
No feels.
In this. All right. So doing that. But yes, it's one of those where he doesn't roll around. He doesn't do anything. He sleeps perfectly like this.
And every morning he's resurrected from the dead.
Okay.
Funny story. Okay. We were in this one was actually over in Texas. So the Texas trip, it's like we're sleeping, and it was maybe our third or fourth day in and whatnot. So like everyone is asleep. All right, it's me and Mason over in one bed, and Tyler and Candace over inside the other bed.
Not a cat.
Okay, not the cat Tyler.
The cat didn't come this time.
Yes, the human Tyler.
Not Jones.
Right. And it was something where it's like, we're sitting there, everyone is dead asleep, and Mason, who's sleeping like a vampire, down like this, and during his sleep, literally just goes chest up, so he's sitting all the way, and starts to scream. He says, ah, and then starts to talk and whatnot, and hold his own conversation to the point of, like, it was funny for 5 seconds, and then I start leaning over, like, Mason, just go to bed.
Somebody get the Belmonts, please.
What I woke up to was Stefan kind of pushing Mason back down, like, Mason, it's okay. It's okay, go back to sleep. Mason, you're fine.
Okay.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
But the way you say that, me pushing Mason down, saying, it's okay, go back to sleep.
That secondary location.
God dang it!
Yeah, Tyler woke up from the screaming, and I was still out, and I just woke up to Stefan, just, like, trying to save Mason's life, and I thought he was dying, and I'm just like, I'm going back to bed.
And he's like, oh, they can handle
it. I will deal with this in the morning.
Not wrong.
I have 911 on my phone ready. I will hit the call button as soon as there's sunlight out.
Not wrong.
Hospital? Trash can.
Again, Tommy, be on my team. Be on my team.
He did say that he didn't know you had that side of you.
That's why I said be on my team.
And Mason confirms that he sleeps with the feels.
He sleeps with feels. Yeah.
Twice.
First without the dots. The second with the dots. Like, I sleep with feels.
The ellipses.
I sleep with feels.
I sleep with feels.
I sleep with feels.
That's in my head now.
Got it.
Might be the name of the episode. We'll see. Always a thing. Always a thing.
Who's feels?
I think the name of the episode should be Contingency Plank, but that's just me.
No, that might be the name of that particular game.
Because I used it and then the game ended the next time.
I still kind of want the name of that episode to be Just Jump Up. It's okay.
Just jump.
Or should it
be basically, should it also now be, you know, Ray just being very belligerent with you and going like, just give up. Just hold B.
B is Dash.
B is not Dash.
I like you had to explain to her. I can read.
There was so much salt in that game.
Because when it's blinking, it's like, hold B to give up. And I was like, don't you patronize me, video game.
When the game is telling you, like, no, seriously, you can stop now.
Do feels dream of seedy sheep.
Can we stop spitting poets right here?
Yes, we can. It's prose. It's fine.
There we go. Real quick, since we're just about at a little over the halfway point, I want to go and take this moment to be able to go and thank our sponsors and, you know, and everyone else that's helped contribute to go and make everything possible. You guys are basically what kind of helps keep the lifeblood going for the chat. So as you guys on the video portion see me start reaching around over here. All right. So I want to go ahead and give a special shout out to our Patreon subscribers. Brandon Peck, Candace Chesley, Dorkside Cookies, George Alcoser, Jason Ross, Ray Gill, Ryan Bielik, Sammy LeMay,
Stephanie City Stork, Tyler Jacobson, Tyler Jones, and Whitney Gruber. Thank you guys so much for your contributions. If you guys that aren't over on the Patreon want a way to go and help us out, there's two main ways. You can either join our Patreon, which we have things, we have tiers for as low as $1 and as most as $10. But it's a way that kind of helps us out. And then if you're not really interested in getting on a Patreon, but you guys would still like to, we do have a Shopify store. So if you go to cracked-brain.myshopify.com, you can go and get things like we've got shirts, we've got mugs, stickers, laptop sleeves. My children are opening the door. Yeah, there you go. Eli.
Right. It's like it already happened once on CNN. It's not funny twice.
Yeah, see, that's
he almost lost a hand in that encounter. I'm not gonna lie.
Right, and it's always the scary thing.
And there wasn't even a chainsaw involved.
It's true, not this time.
Why is there a chainsaw on my children involved?
No, there wasn't.
Not yet.
Okay. Not this time.
Why yet, Candace?
I don't know the future, Stefan, okay?
I'm just gonna take a drink.
Okay, well, we're not really going to go into it, but now that my family has a rocky history with chainsaws, going to say...
As of today.
I forgot about that, actually.
Stay tuned for a video of what that was. Was that Ultimate Chicken Horse, or was that Stick Fight?
I think that was Ultimate Chicken Horse.
Yeah,
or
so...
Or was it the beginning of Stick Fight?
Yeah. It was one of the two.
Stay tuned for an upcoming video when you find out that my family has difficulties with chainsaws. So, yeah, that was the thing.
It was one of the videos with Tyler Jones in it. That's all I know.
Then that, yeah.
So it could be either game.
One or the other. There's only two.
Yeah.
Right.
He didn't get to play the waterfall, though.
No, he didn't get to play the waterfall. I'm still sad that we didn't get to go and play Sea of Thieves, because I really wanted to play Sea of Thieves.
I know, because somebody had to go and cheat on us with another podcast.
That's not the specific reason. That's
now that guy's seedy. And I don't even know him.
You're trying to shift this blame so hard. So hard. Guess what? I'm sorry. You're going to have seedy to your name for the longest time. It's going nowhere.
It's not the worst name I've had.
Seedy Katie. It just rolls off the tongue so well. Seedy Katie.
I feel bad because I thought your name was KT until I saw in the group chat that's KD.
No.
You were the one in the group chat that actually taught me how to spell it.
Really?
Yeah, with a D.
Yeah, Katie. T's, no E's, no Y's.
I don't remember this.
I've had to say that my entire life.
Yeah, I feel your pain.
Katie is not. It's like there's like 30 different ways, and there's like 80 different personalities that can go along with it.
I'm trying to figure out what Mason is asking me here. Was it this or this? Candace, one of the two.
This is why, Mason, very soon you're going to have your own production.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're not going to out what that is over here on the podcast.
I'm just gonna agree.
But yes. Look forward to a new upcoming series on the Crack Brain channel.
I'm excited about it.
I'm so excited about it.
I have not been this excited about a production that we're doing before, and I am so excited about it. Everything else, I just kind of roll with it. You're just like, do we want to change the live stream to YouTube? I'm like, yeah, why not? Go for it. Do we want to do Friday updates? Yeah, why not? I'll do it. I like being the center of attention. It happens, you know? Like, I roll with the flow, and this I'm just... genuinely excited.
It's mainly just because we got a taste of it over at Vegas. Yeah. So, yeah, it's like I said,
we do it out of love. Mason is all of our child, and we all have different parenting strategies.
But we all are protective as hell.
My parenting strategy is like the mama bird, where I'm just like, fly, bitch. But
that is not a mama bird.
You have wings now.
That's like a backwater hillbilly. Like, go on, get.
You're going to fly. You're going to fly, birdie.
We're not quitters, Mason.
Well.
God. Yeah, like I said, it's I don't want to keep on, you know, beating around, you know, this particular bush and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, like I said, it's going to be a good time when it actually does go on. So yeah, I will allow it.
Hashtag we do it out of love.
Mason, you also need to remember that when you hashtag everything, no spaces.
You just like hashtag air.
Hashtag we do it out of love.
And like, if you're gonna do that, you gotta do the clap back, like, we do it out of love.
Yeah.
Now do you understand why we love Mason?
I get it.
Trust me, I'm telling you right now, it's not even someone that will grow on you. It's just one of those. Okay, after the podcast, we'll show you a picture of Mason, and guaranteed your response will be, oh!
I love the fact that when we introduced.
Now I'm determined to go like,
ugh. Okay, no, seriously, we introduced Moody, who is the queen of corruption, to Mason, and the whole time she's like, I'm going to corrupt him. I'm going to get him. I'm going to teach this boy a thing or two. And then she meets him, she's like, baby. No. Child.
She genuinely would like get so protective over like stores and over at the con, just like, no, don't you say that to my Mason. He's like, see, we told you this was gonna happen.
She was we all took kind of bets on Mason's reaction to Moody's boob job.
Yeah.
We were all correct. There was no winners of that bet because we were all right.
It was one of those where, okay, like, Mason, I am so sorry to go and point you in this light, but guess what? It's about to happen. So, like, Mason, we were all sitting there going, like, maybe Mason would have the, like, hi, it's nice to meet you. And a head drop or anything like that, because, well, Moody had them on display. Mm-hmm. Okay.
As one does when one spends money on things. Like,
oh, yeah.
They look good, too.
Oh, yeah. It's like, and it's one of those where we were like, okay, well, is he going to bring it up, or how's this going to happen? His response was like, hi, it's nice to meet you, da-da-da-da, and just kind of kept eye contact. And we're like, that's right, Mason is oblivious to this. Why were we not expecting this?
That was what I was expecting. I said Mason wouldn't notice.
And then it wasn't until it was like, Mason, she's got a boob job, that he went like, oh, gah.
Oh. Yeah, he was like, oh.
Hey, now I've got questions. And we're like, this is what we were waiting for.
Yeah, so we were all right, because I called it that he would not notice at first.
But do you remember what his first question was?
No.
Do they float?
Yes, right. Oh, sweet child.
It was, I kid
They're
you not.
They're not ducks.
I sat there just like, when he was like, I have a question. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot wait.
Don't kid me.
Oh, so yes. Like I said, Mason, we love you on this team. Oh, that's why you're invited back to everywhere that we go. Oh, man.
No matter what we do, we need our Mason there.
Oh, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. So
he builds bridges.
I like she's just holding her juice. She's like, what did I say?
like, ooh, pun.
Oh, you are basically built for being on this team.
It's true.
I now need to find a job for Katie to do.
She doesn't have red hair.
I don't have red hair.
I hate you all. I hate you all.
Can't be collected. Sorry.
Okay. It's been said on this podcast, as well as in other forms, that Stefan, this one over here, happens to be collecting people on this team. And there's two very specific things that have come to light of what people think I'm actually collecting on this team. Candace, I'll roll it over to you.
So, one is redheads.
I'm not collecting gingers, people.
Which Candace happens to be.
Yeah, I'm a redhead. Carly's a redhead. Ray's a redhead.
And they're all a part of the team.
Yep, and then white women, I believe was the other one.
Which I
just
have.
White people.
White people. So I made the statement that Stefan is the Nick Fury of gingers.
He likes to stand out in the group photos.
Carly called us the Ginge Avengers.
You realize I really want to make this a short so
I
bad.
I know.
So
the
bad.
The best part is that pretty much how we were all approached. You just kind of came and talked to all of us one-on-one like I'm assembling a team.
You can have Tyler be your cat.
He's Goose. He's got to take your eye out.
It's a cyclical thing. Everything comes back.
You won't be able to trust a Tyler again.
Okay, next time, don't do that while I still have drink in my mouth.
Next time.
I like that you know there's going to be a next time.
You're right. Why do you think I'm now sitting here like, I can't, my drink is not safe anymore.
Like, let's just put that over there.
I think all of the rum in my drink was at the top. Because now it tastes like apple juice.
And it's so good.
It is good.
Or you've just gotten used to the rum.
That's fair. It was tasting like burning apple juice before. Now it just tastes like apple juice.
There you go.
Tastes like regular apple juice.
Because, yeah.
Brandon says, if there is a next time, Brandon, there's going to be a next time.
Yeah, I don't even want to necessarily hedge bets on this one.
Are you, like, underestimating
so
my power?
So little faith.
Yup.
Also, right. Apparently now Nick Fury is your nickname.
God. I don't need another nickname in this stupid chat. Because it's going to start in the chat, and then it's going to go everywhere else.
Yeah. Nick Fury and his Gingivengers, everybody.
Dang it, Katie. Dang it, Katie.
The cracked brain no more.
I've now started...
New company name. We're rebranding everything.
Gingivengers.
Gingivengers. You're going to have to thank Carly for that one.
Fine, Ginge Avengers. Who's who?
Can I be Bucky?
Yeah, okay. You can
be Bucky.
Yeah,
you can be Bucky.
You can be Bucky.
I mean, you're not a ginger yet, but maybe one day.
I was at one point. In the seventh grade, I dyed my hair with box dye. I'm sorry, Chantel. That's my sister-in-law. She's a hairdresser. And I went to school the next day, and my math teacher gave me extra credit on my math assignment because she said she liked my hair.
That's bullcrap!
It is.
Okay. I'm just throwing this out there, just because the entire time we were watching Endgame, we were thinking this, and this isn't a spoiler. Mason is Peter Parker.
From what I've gathered in, like, the last, like, I don't know, like, 7 minutes, yes.
Yeah, Mason is absolutely Peter Parker. Carly's pretty obvious. She's Black Widow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, I mean, like, she's a Jedi.
Like, well, not just that, but so she, like, cosplays Black Widow, and it is so spot on.
That,
it's crazy.
Too.
Like, I want to say maybe I will be Scarlet Witch.
See, I cosplay her, but, like, I like Bucky more.
Like, here's the thing. Like, Scarlet Witch isn't my favorite character in the movies, but I think in terms of my mood versus my, I think, like, power I have in this company, it's a very fitting comparison.
See, and it's perfect because I'm Bucky and I get no screen time and everyone, like, forgets about my story arcs.
Yeah.
Look
and
at
you're,
you, Russo
and
brothers.
You're a sheep. I'm pretty sure Bucky would play as sheep in that game.
I think he would too.
Yeah, he'd absolutely
because
he's
the black sheep.
I just realized if we were to seriously do this, as much as I would wind up being Nick Fury, there's another character that I know that you guys would wind up pushing me as too.
Yeah.
Tony Stark.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If you know this team, yes. You would know. That's why I'm not saying anything. That's also why there's tears now forming in my eyes and whatnot.
Just one.
So, yeah, it's...
Also, War Machine, because his...
Now you're just being racist.
Now he's picking the three black guys.
No, his tone was absolutely your tone in the last three films he's been in.
Hey, regular size man.
You're not wrong, because how many times, like, I started getting messages every single time a new Avengers movie would come out, and Rhodey just happened to be there, like, so when is your War Machine being done? Like, for the love of God, please do that, because it's not even so much we want to see War Machine. It's more the fact that we want to see you in War Machine being you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you're not even like Sam. You really are just like Rhodey.
Yeah, I know. It's a thing. Like I said, it's the fact, like, you know what honestly solidifies it? when he's trying to go and tell his story, the whole like tank story over in Ultron. Yeah. That's when it. Boom. Yeah, the whole like boom.
That's what you're looking for.
And everyone else deadpans. It's literally how our team goes and whatnot. True. I say a story, and you guys go.
I think as far as your dynamic, you're definitely more Nick Fury or Tony, but in terms of personality, you're more Rhodey.
Damn. Right. You're right.
Yeah, see? It's not racist if it's true.
No. It's still racist. It's all right.
Only racist
it's still
if
very
said,
racist.
It's only racist if I say it's because you're black.
No.
Yeah, you raise up your hand and I went... Katie.
Or if I just pick Sam for no reason.
Yeah.
Because you're definitely not a Sam.
I'm not. And as much as like I have wanted to actually go and cosplay Falcon and whatnot, I don't like the character.
Yeah.
So I don't like the character in comics or in
I love the character, but
I've never been a Falcon fan.
He's okay.
Also, you really wanted to be Shuri at one point. Too.
I still want to be Shuri.
Yeah.
It's
You're not Black Panther. You're Shuri.
Yeah. Yes. It's no joke. I've told this to a lot of people and whatnot. Especially after Black Panther came out, everyone was just sitting there going like, "Oh my God, you're gonna do a Black Panther?" I paid stupid amounts of money to go and get 3D print files of Shuri's Panther gauntlets. I don't want to be Black Panther. I want to be Shuri.
I will say, my niece would be an amazing Shuri.
I have the files!
Yeah, you've met my niece. Tell me she's not Shuri.
See, as much as she's Shuri, I still would also want her to be Ironheart.
That's true.
Because she hits me as Ironheart.
She wants to
be
Miles
Morales. She has the air.
She so wants to be Miles Morales, and her brother wants to be Miles Morales, too.
We can do this.
Yeah.
It's like, the multiverse.
It's see.
You
see?
Can do anything.
Damn it, we're doing this.
I would have to get in contact with her dad because actually, her dad and my sister split up.
Mm-hmm.
So she's technically not my niece anymore, but like
she's your niece.
She's still my niece.
She's your niece. Same thing. How my little brother is really my cousin. He's my little brother.
So yeah, like she's still my niece, but it's like by technicality, like I don't have any way to contact them right now. So
yeah,
send a raven.
Yes, yeah, send a raven.
Crap, and now all I can think about is Game of Thrones.
That was a line in one of the Marvel shorts, though. Thor is just like, because Tony's like, oh, I can't get a hold of Thor because he doesn't have a phone. And Thor just tells Bruce, he's like, tell him to send a raven.
It's like, an electronic email? Do you know what that is? Do you have a computer?
No. What if a four?
What if a four? It's like,
Tyler would be a great Thor.
Which Thor?
Any of them. Like,
but he could. No, I don't want
to. Yeah, no spoilers.
No
spoilers. But yeah,
he could,
I
want him to be new Thor too.
Because
he could pull off new Thor very, very, very well.
New Thor opened up so many windows for so many people.
I was watching an interview of Chris Hemsworth like a week before Endgame came out. And the way he was answering the questions, like, you could tell. He wanted so bad to talk about new Thor. And he had to find creative ways to say it without spoiling it.
Look. The way that you described new Thor's body type, okay,
you gotta be careful.
I love this so much because it gave me a new thing to say and whatnot. Where
I want to say it here, but I really do think it's
I know.
Whisper it to my
ears. It is. It's.
I hope the mic didn't pick that
See?
Up.
See? It's perfect. It's so perfect. It's so perfect.
And this is why I want to be on the episode when we talk about Endgame.
Yes.
You're never going to forget that, are you?
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
Tom says he'll be Spider-Pig.
Yeah. Oh! Yes.
Do animals talk in this
Tommy?
Dimension? Because I don't want
to
freak them out.
And we're back to John Mulaney.
Everything is cyclical.
Oh my.
I will say, if we ever do a Spideyverse group, I really want to be Silk. I know she wasn't in the movie, but there is rumor she'll be in the next one.
Yeah.
There's a next one?
Yes.
Yeah, they did tease
yes.
the next one.
There's a next one for that, and... Can't say that. Never mind. Go ahead.
You know things? Do you have secrets?
I...
Keep your secrets.
Here's the thing that that this team is very well aware of. I am always in the middle of at least 10 different NDAs.
She just became Frodo there for a second. Like, yeah. Oh, keep your secrets.
Like, keep your secrets. Okay, Gandalf.
Yeah.
One day you'll die and then come back with even more secrets.
I was super happy to find out that you're a Tolkien fan.
Oh, I love Tolkien.
Me too.
So much. So much.
I didn't hear anything about the movie until today. Like, I knew it was going to happen. I didn't know it came out yet. I hadn't heard anything good or bad about it. I just, it kind of fell into obscurity for me. And then I was reminded of it today. And I was, then you're like, I heard it was bad. I'm like, oh,
I did hear it was bad.
See, I all that, like, I knew the movie was coming out only because there's a local movie critic that he goes and, his name is Jimmy Martin, part of Geek Show podcast. And he will post over on his particular YouTube channel, Big Movie Mouth Off, he'll actually go through and do the press junkets and whatnot. So he'll post his interviews and whatnot. And that was last week, you know. So it was something where being able to see how much fun the cast was having gave me hope for a little bit about, like, oh, you guys really enjoyed making this movie. And they didn't talk about the movie almost at all. And I'm like, oh, no.
If that doesn't say anything about it, I don't know what does.
Yeah, so it's...
Oh, we do have spoilers in the chat. Be careful.
It's fine. It's Tom! That's not a gigantic spoiler.
Gigantic spoiler. Which is hilarious for two reasons.
Listen, the spoiler ban has been lifted, but it's your own fault.
We're still trying to be nice for, like, 2 more weeks.
Yeah, June, all cards are off the table.
We will literally be doing a spoiler-filled episode where that's pretty much going to be all it. I actually have a special guest specifically coming in for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a person from the radio.
Give me a date. I want to be on it.
I just need to know your schedule, Miss I Work Retail Hell.
Tell me what day you're planning it, and I will tell them I can't work that day.
Okay.
As someone who just recently took a class in college for college credit, taught by an actual professor for college credit about superheroes, I want to be there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I literally wrote essays on, like, Logan and Jessica Jones and the Astonishing X-Men and Watchmen. Like,
everybody has credentials for being here except for me. I was like, I just want to talk, like, about Thor.
Dude.
There's things I want to say that I'm just not going to say right now.
No, that's... Everybody has, like, all these really impressive credentials. Like, seriously, that was what it was like going into the podcast panel at Level Up. You're just like, oh, these people have been running this really successful podcast for this long and all that. And I'm just like, I don't know what I'm doing here.
You're running a very successful podcast that you don't look at the analytics
all. Girl, fake it till you make it. And if you never do, that's fine.
Here's the problem. They've made it. They don't realize that they've made it.
We're still talking like there's nobody listening.
That's always the funny thing when I'll sit there and, you know, they'll sit there like, oh, yeah, for our 5 listeners. And I'm like, you guys just crested 50,000. And I'm sitting there like, dear God.
We always bring up the most controversial subject first.
It's like, wait, you mean
so we just assume that everybody closes out their podcast app as soon as we start talking because we're just like, oh, yeah, this anime is bull crap. And we're just like, eh, we lost all of our listeners. It's like,
oh, these guys again.
As someone that watches your analytics, nope.
Maybe that works. Maybe we're just like, stop listening to us. We hate what you love. Your waifu was crap.
Your waifu probably is crap.
And people are just like, man, I love these guys.
Yeah.
If you have a waifu, you're crazy. Guys.
Yeah.
We're talking about Tyler the Cat again. Tyler's waifu is crap.
All I'm going to say, and I really hate saying it because it's a new thing that is, I really hate the fact that it's on this team. It's all connected.
It's all connected. Tyler and I say that by accident now.
I've said it so many times, and I hate the fact that I say it, because every single time, it's almost like getting a flash image of Brandon just like, hyper-realized in my brain of just like, hi, you said my line. And it's
I've
like, God, I hate this.
I've been on 6 podcasts. I forgot about that one.
Wait, what?
You're credentialed.
I forgot about the It's All Connected podcast. I've been on 6.
Yes.
Start your own podcast now, if you will.
She did. She did.
We talked about anime.
Yeah, see, now I just have to go and convince Katie. start your own podcast.
I would love start to start my own podcast.
Don't say this to me. I'm telling you right now, do not say these words in front of me, because in 3 months, you might have your own podcast.
So I'm a DM.
What would you talk about? Or would you just do D&D?
I don't know. I have so many things inside my head. I think I'm funny, so like I would love to do a podcast with my D&D group.
That would be a
great
podcast name, is I Think I'm Funny.
I Think I'm Funny. Ooh, my sister and her best friend have a good... I can't give it,
that
give it away.
That face is the face of that's a good idea.
But like, Magical IKEA was a thing. Employee of the Month was a thing.
I'm not joking when I say I'm going to make you... Okay, what is sister's name?
Lexi.
Lexi, I'm telling you right now. There's a podcast that's going to be starting in at least, let's see, we're now at May 11th. Okay, I'm giving you all 60 days. I'm going to start this podcast. It's more of a challenge on me, but this podcast is going to happen.
It has to happen.
Listen, I live in Ogden, though. You gotta understand, it's a drive.
You can get a mic.
You think that I won't make this happen? I had to drive to Riverton almost every weekend for how long? It'll happen.
Oof.
Also, just get yourself a cheap little Yeti mic. That's what Tyler and I do. Then Stefan doesn't need to worry about where you are.
See, but then I'm like, will other people think I'm funny?
Oh,
I need validation.
Go ahead, Candace. Go ahead.
See, that's the beauty of it, is that if that's the name, you're already setting yourself up to be both successful and fail.
I'm gaslighting myself. And it's like, and our special guest this week is my professor, Scott Rogers. How's it going? He's like, oh, hi, I'm Scott Rogers. I have a Mississippi accent.
I just want to be you interviewing you now.
Professor Rogers, if you like listen to this on an off chance, I'm so sorry.
She's sorry about nothing.
I really am so sorry about this. I respect you so much.
She
and, like,
apologizes.
That's false respect.
You gave me a really good grade and you didn't hate most of my opinions.
See, most of those opinions, all right? She's just trying to kiss your ass.
I am.
She wants another good grade.
I want to get into your Firefly class so bad.
That's not a euphemism.
No, I want to talk about Serenity and Malvanoff.
Okay, but straight up, you doing your impression there, now I just want your entire podcast being you interviewing you as two different people.
Like, hi, I'm Scott Rodder.
Each week you have to make up a new guest.
Oh god. Can it still be named I Think I'm Funny?
Yeah.
With guest ...
I want this to happen so bad. If you're worried about if people listen, you've got two people right here that are dying to hear this.
Oh boy.
I think the beauty of podcasts, too, is, like, it's not really about the numbers. It's really just about you getting everything out each
week.
It's
like, I want to talk about this, and you have to listen.
Lexi's down. All right, that's not exactly what you said, but Lexi's down. She'll do this.
What was that song again?
Lexi. No. As a married man, no.
No, I want to trademark it right now. Copyright. It's going to be my intro.
Oh, I'll sing your intro.
Please. I'll need music for my podcast.
Yours exists.
My dulcet tones do not belong on your podcast.
I know, but like, we need to figure out who we need to contact to make music happen on my podcast.
We already know who we can. We just need money.
Yeah, we need you guys sponsors to send me cash in the form of cash. So I can get music on my podcast.
Not wrong.
I don't need to be taxed for this shit. Just send me money.
Royalty for YouTube tunes.
That's what is the lead in for this podcast. That is not a joke. So,
oh boy.
Yeah. Oh god. Okay. Well, like I said, that. Oh god. I freaking love doing this. I really do. There we go. Anything that you want to go and talk about right before we end? Because I've got one last thing, and then yes.
Oh, gosh.
I put you on the spot, because I'm good at that.
I know, we could talk about my dream job, we could talk about my dream cosplay, we could talk about my future.
What's your future?
My future
Have you seen it?
My future is unseen. <I'm certain. laughs> And it's like, first I have to pass math.
Don't we all.
God damn you, Candace. Okay,
that's
fine.
Why
no.
I'm here.
Fine. No, I used to ask this one over on the pod. Like, okay, for people that are listening and messaging in a lot, the cosplay podcast will be coming back. I've gotten your hate mail.
How many death threats were there?
Legitimately, 10.
Well, that's just, guys, stop doing that. That's racist. Okay.
Guys. All right. But yes, it's coming back in a new fashion. I've been focusing in on the live stream, so yes, the cosplay podcast will be coming back. Now, as I say that, what is your dream cosplay?
I have two.
Uh-huh.
And they both have feathers.
Yes! Yes!
Would you be using actual feathers, or would you be manufacturing your own feathers?
Let her say the cosplay first!
I would probably be buying them and then dyeing them to color.
Oh, cool.
Because I did that with my Dark Valkyrie Diana, and it was like, it only took forever, and I did it when my mom wasn't home, because no one wants to see a purple kitchen.
I want to see a purple kitchen.
I mean, I
want
to see a purple kitchen.
I want to see a purple kitchen that's not mine.
Me too. But it is Lightning Farron's Knight of Etro costume. Ooh. From Final Fantasy II. I know it's like the worst. Ooh. Final Fantasy game.
I know you're
talking about. I'm not judging.
About,
I'm
like
not
the
judging.
Worst. But it is it's such a good costume. It's so good.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I like the feather butt cape. Oh, I love a good butt cape. Sakumi, if you're watching, your butt cape on Alm was amazing at FanX. I loved it. It made no sense, but you know what? It doesn't matter.
You may have inadvertently named the episode, I love
butt
your butt cape.
I love butt capes. And then the next character also has a butt cape.
And
I'm
feathers.
Noticing
and
a
feathers.
Theme.
It's from a really kind of obscure app game called Puzzle and Dragons. And her name is Light Dragon Collar Navi, and she's like a dragon, and she has these big blue wings that I'm gonna like, let's get a actuator, I don't know, Cowboy Crunchies did it, and I was like, I can do that too, and it's like, no you can't, Katie, no you can't, but I actually have a picture of it right now, I just want to see it. But,
yeah, that might be faster than me sitting there going like, I can find it,
what was
the character's name?
Just type in Dragon Collar Navi.
I had it and I lost it. Dang it!
I typed in Deegan Collar.
I love
and
how supportive your sister is in this chat. Like, she's been the real MVP of this chat.
So that's it.
Oh, snap.
And like...
Oh, snap.
For the people listening and the people just watching this, it's like, haha.
You're just like, phone. Like, I like how well it showed up on the camera.
This is the beauty of this. All right, you keep talking about it.
But, so, I would want to have... Linear actuator, that's what it's called. And so it's like a little thing that goes inside the wing that it pushes it. So that's how you get your wings to move out. And you'd have, like, that's how you get three-point articulating wings. And she also has a tail, and she has these six swords that, like, go out around her. It's not that one. That's the other one.
Okay.
And she has two versions of herself. It's... that one.
This one.
Oh, that's the one.
That's the one.
And what I would like to do is I'd want to resin cast all of the swords so that I could insert LEDs into them so they would all light up in their respective colors. And there's no good pictures of it, honestly. Like, that's probably the best picture you'll
I'm just trying to get it, like, big. I'm gonna have to save the picture. Anyway,
keep
going.
Or you can just open picture in new tab. But, and then I'd want to put it on, like, an acrylic hoop so that they would, like, float above me and light up. And she also has another sword that I would make. And there's an articulating tail. And GBH cosplay right now, if you haven't heard of her, she's amazing. She's currently doing an Ice Dragon cosplay for Game of Thrones, and it is incredible. And I would probably do that, and you can see her butt cape, and I love a good
butt
cape. but cape.
I'm like the chorus.
And it's just, it's a lot. Like, there's no good pictures of it. It's an app game. Whoa. It's like...
There we go.
There we go. Okay. But like, so it's still going to be fuzzy, but yeah.
Yeah, it's like, it's not the biggest
It's
image,
not the best, but that's what I would want to do, and...
Ugh. There we go. Get that zoom.
So, that's like my dream cosplay currently, but it's a dream.
See, I'm already, I'm looking at those... over at those swords and going like, ooh, that would be so much fun to go and do, you know, like, as you're bringing out the acrylic, I'm like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah, and like colored resin, so like, even when they're not lighting up, they're still the same, because they're like kind of transparent, because you can see her wings through them.
Yeah.
And like, she has this crazy armor on, and like, the bodysuit has like these weird cutouts, and so everything would have to be drafted, and it's just like, I love cosplay, and I hate myself.
Mason, you are a gift to this world. He just responded with butt cape of dreams.
Butt cape of dreams.
Mason, like, you might have named the podcast.
Again. This is like the third time he's named the podcast.
You're not wrong.
In this one episode.
Yeah, but that's one of them. And I'm working on Cassandra from Assassin's Creed Odyssey right now.
I didn't play it.
I haven't either, but you know what? I am Cassandra. I've had three separate people who live in three separate states tell me that I am Cassandra, and I was like, you know what? I can use my own hair. I can use, like, I actually can't say anything about it because I have a friend who's also doing the same cosplay for the same competition. And I love you, Rachel. I can't give away any of my secrets.
Right.
It's like that. I haven't posted anything about it on Instagram, but I am working on it, I promise. I just can't show anything.
Well, see, and that's always the kind of, like, Achilles heel when it comes to cosplay. It's like, I work on this great thing! I may or may not be able to show you.
It's like, but you'll only get to see it in 9 months when I finish it.
Yeah.
I feel that.
So, but yeah, those three, mainly this one, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Probably never, because I live a life. I have a job. I go to school.
You do what all the rest of us have to also deal with.
And
what,
then also... Ugh,
gross. So,
yeah.
See, I'm now glad that you're about to go and try tackling wings, because I've resigned myself to also now getting ready to tackle wings, and I'm really not enjoying that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've already looked into the linear actuators I'll need to be able to go and get them to open and close and all that kind of stuff, but it is...
They're
expensive, and the engineering part of my brain is not... is always at war of like, okay, well, that one can lift up to 60 pounds, but there's another one that can lift up to 200.
You don't need so that much. No.
Why not?
Because your wing will literally go...
No, it's like these ones. So, like, I do have a little bit of a background over in, like, programming and stuff like that. So I can literally go with the Arduino and go, like, all right, so I'm going to make it actually kind of slowly be able to open by, you know, actually programming it to only go at a certain rate and whatnot. So it's like I know how to do that, but I just look at everything like, oh, this one. It could all I need to do is, like, hit a button, but it could destroy a tank.
Yeah, I've been feeling that with the whole, like, complex dream cosplay thing that will probably never happen. I really want to do Queen from Persona 5, but with the, like, Johanna motorcycle.
I don't play Persona 5.
Yeah.
All I heard was motorcycle.
Yeah, literally her persona is a motorcycle.
So she's like Shiva. Yeah. Final Fantasy 13.
And I really want to just build a motorcycle that I could just, like, park in, like, a convention center and just sit on it the whole day.
Oh, you know I can do this.
I can do it, too. I just don't know where I'd put it.
You could park it here. You could park it here. You could park it here. We've got a garage. Okay. I'm not joking at all. All right, Tiffany, I'm sorry that I'm asking to go and put more stuff inside the garage after you specifically told me
I was not there for to this put more stuff
in the garage.
She said no more stuff, and Stefan's like,
you're
what?
Like, but a motorcycle.
Okay.
But But a foam motorcycle. We need that in the garage.
Who said anything about foam?
Oh, snap. Okay, if it's not made out of foam, I will need your help.
Yes, because I could always...
You like motorcycles.
I love motorcycles. For any of you that don't know, yes, I used to ride motorcycles a lot. Okay, and don't talk to my wife about it because she will tell you horror stories about me getting hurt on motorcycles. That's not important. Okay, but no, you need the frame of a motorcycle, and then we will build the fiberglass around it. We will make this thing look like... Oh, snap.
Yeah, I'll just show you the photos.
I'm making you a motorcycle.
Do you want to make me a pair
so
of
I'll have, to, I'll have to make the full biker suit. Cause
no, it's okay.
You've already seen the character, kind of. I've cosplayed as like her normal school uniform version. That was the outfit I was wearing at FanX. She has a biker outfit.
Is this the red suit and she is like a whip?
No, that's Panther. Queen has a blue suit.
Going back to the internet.
Back to the Googles.
I was like, I only know that because Ash, Black Flame 16.
Which my friend said that she actually really wants to cosplay Panther. And she was asking, she's like, should I do it out of spandex or leather? And I was like, neither. That would be latex.
Because you want it to be shiny.
Yeah, but leather will kill you. Yep, there's
that's the motorcycle.
That's the motorcycle.
That's the motorcycle.
Yeah.
She's got a little face in it.
Yeah, because it's a persona. And she transforms, too.
People, y'all
is
got y'all got to see this.
Revolutionary Girl
y'all,
is not the movie.
Y'all,
it,
oh
no,
my god!
It's
like, cause I'm pretty sure that's just where they took it from. Like, guys, I see you.
That is pretty.
It is pretty. That's why I want to make it.
It's wait, is this supposed to? Is
yeah,
this the,
that's the biker outfit.
That's the oh snap! That's the same one that that Rachie Mac did as well. Oh snap! I'm building this bike, y'all. Oh my god.
Stefan, how many projects do you have going on right now?
That's not important. That's a legitimate you've been talking to my wife.
For like 7 minutes. Yeah.
She also gets like really cool like brass knuckles that have like spikes on them because she punches. She's a punch girl.
Make those con safe.
Yeah.
Guess what Stefan is doing?
Yeah, like Queen has been my dream cosplay for a while. So
too many.
Like her school uniform was just kind of my way of like kind of being like, okay, here's a dose of the character, like
easing yourself.
Yeah, and I was like, eventually I will do the full suit. So
I'm telling you right now, I can. I've got too much crap going on.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, don't worry about it right away because it'll probably be another 2 or 3 years before I can start to make the suit.
I can get that motorcycle for $50.
Where? The dump?
You think that's a joke, but no. That's
I'm not saying that as a joke. Like, you have a dump around here that
it
sells
doesn't need to drive.
Yeah,
we don't need it to drive.
If it has an engine, then it's actually, you would not be able to allow it over in the con. But if it doesn't have an engine whatsoever, they cannot stop you from bringing it into the con.
Yeah, exactly.
And
like,
you
we
have to push it everywhere.
I'll do that.
Yeah. I mean, Accent Kiss has brought a real motorcycle into
it. Yup, and that's exactly what I found out. And then I asked other local cons if that would be safe and whatnot, and they said that there's no other stance on it because it hasn't been done over at those cons. So technically, as long as someone is always standing with it, they're fine with it.
Yeah, because
you go.
I remember Barb freaking out because Accent Kiss has brought in a real motorcycle into RTX. And
yeah.
I saw it in person, and it had, like, the fumes going and everything.
Oh,
so
trust me, and, like, Accent Kiss's, like, boyfriend and whatnot, we sat there geeking out over on motorcycles as far as, like, I was like, so do we need to put a motor inside this one? He's like, I mean, I really do want to. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, what kind of motor would you put over inside that? Yamaha, why? It's like YF500. Ooh, so that means you're going to sit there and do that? And everyone's looked at us like, oh, my God. The nerds are talking.
It was so great getting to meet her in person, too, because I've been following her on Instagram for a while. And I got a few selfies with her, and she's so sweet.
There's things in this future.
I know. Like, Accent Kisses are so great. I love her to death.
Right. So, yeah, okay. We need to stop geeking out on this because this will not end. This is the problem with having cosplayers on a podcast is the fact that we won't shut up.
It's true.
So you want me to talk about me? Okay.
Right. Oh,
and that's why you need your podcast.
That's why you need your podcast. And that's why you also need to come back now.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I'm committed.
Oh, snap. Stefan. Oh, snap. And I didn't even have to put a ring on it.
Stefan. Oh. She could be a pirate.
And my name could just be Seedy.
See, I thought about that.
Seedy Sales.
I almost did. Oh, my God. That's perfect. My nickname ended up being Lando.
Lando.
I legitimately forgot my captain name.
I don't know your captain name.
Yeah, I completely forgot my captain name. Yeah, I know you did.
Was that bad?
No, or no. I spent the entire time. This video hasn't been out yet for you guys wondering that are watching and whatnot. Mm-hmm. We're in the process of editing it, and we screwed up the second half of that video. We screwed it up bad.
I still hope it gets done, though, because it was so much fun. And I have faith in Brandon.
We can have faith in Brandon all we want, but unfortunately, that's also, like, we happen to throw that on him right when he's in the middle of a Halo build.
Yeah.
Right before RTX.
No, I don't mind if it takes a while for him to get it done. I want it to be a thing eventually. Like, yeah. I don't care if it's, like, a few months down the road.
Yeah, it's going to be a thing, but yes, we will definitely have to go and get you back, because there are so many things that now I'm sitting there like, and Katie.
Yes. Yes, Steph.
I'm going to see if I can get Sea of Thieves installed on my computer as well, because I can link up my Xbox account to my computer.
Oh, I know. I found out how to do that today.
Yeah, because my computer keeps reminding me that I played Sea of Thieves, and I'm like, how do you know, computer? Oh, yeah, because my email signed in over
here. Well, see, and then
it's
you
a robot, and it
you
does
could,
everything, and it's the type of the world, duh.
I mean...
We could always, you know, play online, because, you know, computers and...
Yeah.
I prefer not to play, because then when I come, I'm bad.
I mean... Yeah. Well,
you're going to be bad anyway. The game is built to be bad.
You're going to need a crew with people named Landho and Dimwit.
Technically, his name is Brightwit.
And Dimwit.
I'll just have to watch like a lot of Black Sails and just be like, okay, I'm ready.
I know how to pirate now, you guys. I read the instructions and everything.
It's like, get that sail. Tie that knot over there.
That's legitimately how that exactly was.
I'm pretty sure this is ocean. That's
like,
not ocean.
Look, a whale.
That's a megalodon. Oh, with pretty teeth.
We're not gonna kill it because
we can't.
We're not confident enough in our own abilities to kill that.
Yeah, because someone never gets on the damn cannon.
Last time I was on the cannon, I blew Tyler over an island.
You did. They've got harpoons now.
Harpoon gun. Oh my god, I'm so excited for this update. I want to play it.
Yes.
I don't care if I'm good or bad at this game, I just want
to
play it.
There you go. So there you go. Like I said, look forward to that. Huge thank you to Katie for being on the podcast.
Hey.
Yes, and being over in videos that will be coming out very soon.
Yay. Oh boy.
No, so let's just play chicken horse.
Yes. There you go. So
Team CD Sheep.
Hashtag
Team CDC Sheep. All right, CDC Sheep.
Is that my name? Okay.
It may be.
There is. CDC.
Right. So don't forget to go and tune back in next Saturday. Well, no, next week is going to have a little bit of a difference. We're going to make a post about that soon. But definitely every other time, go and come back in over on Saturdays normally at 6 p.m. to be able to catch the podcast. So until next time, people, we will talk to y'all later.
Bye.
And of course, now comes the little bit when I sit there and go like,